The UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, says that the new arrivals, who are mainly from Syria, have strained, limited and in some cases non-existent reception facilities. They've made land at 15 different Greek islands or have been rescued from small and unseaworthy boats by the country's coast guard. Some have found shelter in disused hotels, but help from the international community is needed as numbers continue to rise. Here's UNHCR's Melissa Fleming.
Actually, there are a lot of Greek island inhabitants and also expats living on the island who are really just going out to help, to cook, to provide clothes to the kids, but because the conditions are really dire. We're stepping up our own personnel. We have people on those islands, but certainly not enough. And we're also calling on the EU and other institutions, NGOs, to come to the aid of Greece at this moment of huge influx of people who are arriving irregularly.
90% of the arrivals are refugees, the UN agency says. The largest arrivals have been on the popular tourist islands Lesvos, Chios and Samos, as well as Kos and Leros. Those making the crossing are mainly from Syria, but also from Afghanistan, Iraq, Somalia and Eritrea. And UNHCR's Melissa Fleming says the only reason the refugees are coming to Europe via Turkey is because they believe there's no other choice.
Some of them are coming directly from Syria, directly from Iraq, and transiting over a period of days, weeks, or months. Others are making the decision that life in the neighboring countries of Lebanon, Jordan, and in many cases also Turkey, is becoming so difficult, miserable, untenable, and that they're making decisions. This war doesn't look like it's going to end anytime soon. My kid is not in school. I'm not able to work. I'm going to take the decision. I'm going to risk my life and cross the Mediterranean to go to Europe.
Overcrowding at reception centres has forced families with children to sleep in the open, while UNHCR reports that water and food are only provided in official registration facilities. On the island of Kos, where 7,000 refugees have arrived this year, there are no official reception facilities and conditions are said to be particularly dire. So far this year, the UN estimates that almost 90,000 people have crossed the Mediterranean. This includes 46,500 who landed in Italy and 42,000 in Greece, with 1,850 individuals dead or missing at sea. Daniel Johnson, United Nations.